Well, there we go. Popped in real fast. Hey, this is Dr. Karen Perkins, and I am so excited to have today's guest. You know, I've worked with Mark, oh gosh, for about 5 years now, and we've had a friendship. I coached him for a while. He has done all kinds of PR work for me. He's actually featured me in his magazine a few times. Wonderful articles. I tell you, you gotta use him. In fact, I want to put up right now, before I bring him on, I want you all to go to mspnewsglobal.com and look him up, because he is fabulous and you will love him, love him, love him. That being said, let me bring on my favorite person. His name is Mark Stephen Pooler. Hey, how are you doing today, Mark?
Hey, Dr. Karen, it's great to be here with you. I'm really looking forward to a conversation with you.
Oh, I'm so excited, so excited. Now, you know, just talking about, I love, love, love hearing about your coots and ducks and geese that you have there in your pond. Tell us what's been going on with those right now.
Well, I have a local pond where I go. I have a family of Canadian geese. They had two goslings over the last 10 weeks. I've seen them grow from small little goslings into adult birds. I have a family of coots that I feed, and they had some chicks as well, and they've grew into adult coots now. And I had some ducks as well, and they got two ducklings, but they've grew into adult ducks now as well. So I have lots of birds that come flocking to me when I get to the pond.
And you know, one of the things I love about you is that your heart is so pure and good that they just come and eat out of your hand, because
yes,
they don't trust all people.
No, the Canadian geese are very, very fussy. I think I'm probably the only person in the pond they come right to, and they take it out of my hand. Even the goslings take it out of my hand. I love them. Yeah, I love my birds.
Oh, I love them too. I love hearing about them when we talk. I want to spend just a minute having you go over what inspired you to start MSP News Global. And then I'd like to hear one of your journeys in life and how you've gone through that journey and pulled yourself to a much better place because of that journey. So can you tell me how you were inspired to start MSP News Global?
Yes, I was already doing PR services like press releases, radio interviews, article features on other platforms. And when the pandemic hit, I rebranded my business. So I turned my business into an agency, took on lots of different people to support me in the agency. And I also set up my own publishing platform, mspnewsglobal.com, to allow me to have my own platform to shine a light on my clients rather than just using other people's platforms and other publications. So it's my own brand, my own publication, and a great place where I spotlight all of my clients. And right through the pandemic, it took off. The agency took off, MSP News Global took off. So I know a lot of people struggled, but I really thrived through all of the pandemic. And MSP News Global now is a Google News approved platform as well, which is great too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you publish to, gosh, about everybody, don't you?
Yes. I do a lot of people in coaching, business, real estate, speakers, authors. Those are the main kind of people I do. But because I deal with business, it can be any kind of business that I do promote and do PR services for.
Yeah, now I've been one of your clients several times, and I'll just say your client, because I love going back to you and having you help me out, because, well, I was telling you, I felt so bad about my PR for you this week, because it's nothing compared to what your PR is, because your stuff is so freaking good. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, tell us some of the places that you publish. You're on how many news networks and papers? And
I have hundreds and hundreds of publications what I have access to, Dr. Karen. A press release will go out to 200 media outlets, financial feeds, industry news sites, independent news platforms, including Fox, NBC, ABC affiliated sites. But I have literally hundreds of publications, anywhere from like Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, just hundreds and hundreds. Most publications I have access to where I can place my clients.
Okay, so anybody's wanting some PR, wanting a great article written about them, anything of that nature, I want you to go ahead and go to www.contactmark.me, www.contactmark.me, and get in touch with Mark and find out more about what he does there, because it's amazing and fascinating, and I love, love, love all of the work that he does. That all being said, I want to hear about your life journey, and one of the journeys you've been on, or you can tell several if you want, but one of the journeys you've been on and where you went from point A to point Z, and how out there and what you've lessons you've learned along the way.
So there's so many I could tell you. So I'll go over my background a little bit. I was always heavily bullied. I've been a severe drug addict. I collapsed and died from drug use when I was 21. Woke up in hospital with my chest all shaven, where shock pads had been used on me to bring me back to life. And I slowly rebuilt my life from the age of 21. I would say by the time I was 30, I'd started to really grow up then and really, really start in the entrepreneurship world. I'm 42 now, and I would say a journey which is more recent, I'm all about positivity, integrity, love. But I did go through a stage where I struggled with fear. And because I was reacting to fear and intrusive thoughts, it really expanded in my awareness and took over my whole being. So really bad fear state, really intrusive thoughts, and hypervigilance, really bad hallucinations from the intrusive thoughts. And I had to really, really go through that journey, as you know, Dr. Karen. And I had to really, really do a lot of self-work on myself. So I've had lots of hypnosis that really, really supported me. I do meditation, which is really powerful as well. I had about 3 RTT sessions, which is a really powerful hypnosis as well. I did EMDR therapy on myself, self-administered, to help as well. I also had therapy. I did a lot of self-work on that journey. And I also worked with you. We did some great things where we did healing, a bit of hypnosis, meditations, and you supported me over a 3-month period as well, keeping me on track, keeping me in line with my new version of myself. And that was an ongoing journey. Now I've shifted out of a fear state now, where I am in a state of love most of the time, more confident, my thoughts are a lot better. There is still a bit of residue of the old programming and old thought patterns that I still have to shift. But from where I was, it's like night and day. But as you know, this journey's never finished, Dr. Karen. It's an ongoing journey of self-improvement and self-development. But I would say that was a hard time of my life that I had to get myself through as well.
Yeah. Well, not to bring up bad, but tell us a little bit about the bullying. I think that's something that's so prevalent, and so many people just don't acknowledge that they were bullies, or acknowledge the bullying that people went through and how traumatic that is for us.
I was bullied right from the time I started school. One, about the way I looked. and two, about my sexuality for being gay before I even knew it myself. That was really hard. And all the way through my secondary school as well, I was bullied for the same kind of things. As I got older, it led to very low self-esteem, self-confidence issues. I had lots of cosmetic surgery. I had a chin reduction, ears pinned back, two hair transplants. And it was like the wounds had healed, but the scars were very much still there. Now, I'm really confident in myself now. I love the way I look. I'm pleased with how I look. But I don't think people realise that words can really hurt and that it can really affect you later on in life, where you do have to really do a lot of self-work to overcome things that have really happened in the past as well.
What are some of the things that people say that they may not realize are actually bullying or demeaning? In my case, I got called all kinds of interesting names. And it depended upon who it was, but you know, I had one year in my yearbook, I had about five guys say, hope that next year you've lost weight and you're not so fat. And it's like, I was a skinny kid, but I always thought I was obese because the boys teased me about being fat. And then later on, they said, oh, no, we teased you because you weren't fat and you thought you were. And so we thought it was funny to give you a bad time. And I'm like,
not nice.
It's like, yeah, it didn't just give me a bad time, but it gave me a complex. And then as an adult, I have fought with my weight. And some of it's psychological, some of it's physical, some of it's, you know, for a variety of reasons, but it certainly doesn't help that in the back of my mind, it comes up every once in a while, one of those comments in the yearbook or one of the boys teasing me at lunchtime. And, you know, I don't think people realize that they're teasing and sarcasm, is actually hurtful. But you know, what kind of comments do people make or did they make that just really cut to the core?
So I always used to get called big chin, big ears, hence me having a chin reduction in my ears pimba. Yeah. Big chin, big ears, gay, queer. Yeah, I had it quite hard at school, so yeah. Thinking back now, it was a hard childhood, but it made me stronger and it's made me the person I am today as well.
Well, I think you're a lot more empathetic to other people because of it. And I know you never say anything that can possibly be taken offensively or hurtful to anybody else.
No.
And that's one of the things that I admire so, so much about you. And by the way, you're a very handsome man. So,
well, thank you.
You're as handsome on the inside as you are on the outside, and the outside is very gorgeous. So,
well, thank you.
No need to feel anything but pride about that.
Well, thank you.
Now, you talked about meditation. Walk us through what meditation means to you, because a lot of people think it's sitting in a corner with their legs crossed and their hands up going, and that's just not what it is for most people. So for you, what were some of the things you did that were considered meditation that helped you?
So I would say a great thing is where you just close your eyes, maybe sitting down or lying down, and getting into your body with listening to your breath, maybe putting your awareness on your forehead, on your chin, on your chest, down to your legs, to take yourself out of the thinking mind, and then allowing yourself to just observe thoughts without getting attached to them, and being okay with good and bad thoughts, negative or positive thoughts, just being the observer and just watching them like clouds, so that you get used to being the observer of your thoughts and not identifying with your thoughts as well.
And that's really good. And you know, identifying with thoughts. Let's talk about that. Because people do the I am, you know, I am Dr. Karen Perkins. Well, no, that's something that I accomplished. I am me. I am somebody who cares about others. I'm, you know, that's what I am. But we tend to get I am with thoughts. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I am a wife. I am. Well, those are all things that I've done or am doing. But it's not who I am. So, you know, I give that as an example for me, but the I ams for you, where and how did those come up, and what was some of the things that you had to do to remove yourself from buying into that?
I think it's learning to take a step back from the thoughts and just observing them for what they are. They're just thoughts and not reality. I think what was really great for me was more like finding however people want to call it, God, universe, source, building a connection with, I call it God, like all that is, and realizing that God is within us. And there's no bigger I am than I am, and God is within us. Does that answer your question?
It does. And that's one of the things when we worked together that I loved, that you said, I am God, I am love, I am. And that really set for me an example, because we tend to forget that we are God, and God is us. And, you know, God may be part of the universe, but we are the universe in all things. And I really admired that you were able to do that, and that you got so connected to the source, to God, and that your spirituality just, you know, in the 3 months that we worked together. And just to explain, folks, I do a coaching program that's 3 solid, really intense months, and then we do some follow-up afterwards. And Mark and I did these 3 months, and I'll be honest with you, he didn't need me after 2.5 months because he had worked so hard on so many things and had really was dedicated to his growth into learning and to having that life that he wanted, that he desired, and having that mindset that he desired. But what were some of the things that you did that helped you really get connected to I am?
I like to feel my heart space, close my eyes and breathe and just feel the beating of my heart and really connect that way. Just as I'm going to sleep, maybe saying I am, I am, I am. And that's a good way of clearing the mind before you go to sleep. But it also builds that connection with God as well. And also reading like parts of the Bible is really powerful as well, because I like to read like statements that are really powerful, what go alongside with manifestation as well, because the Bible is full of things around manifestation as well, which I'm really into as well. And listening to spiritual coaches and spiritual teachers as well is really powerful as well.
I love that. You did a lot of things while we were working together. And I never remember what it's called, but the one you self-administered, tell me again, what's the name of that?
EMDR.
EMDR. I always get that backwards. EMDR. Tell us, a lot of people have never heard of that before. What is that? And how does that change and impact your life?
So EMDR is, eye movement decentralization. So you bring up images of things that you've experienced or images that are bothering you in your mind, and you put your eyes from left to right, and it takes the image back into a past memory and puts it back into a past memory. Now, this is really powerful, Dr. Karen, being honest. But the problem was I overdid it, and I re-traumatized myself because I did too much of it. But it is really good, but you have to make sure you do it correctly.
Well, and you did overdo a few things because you were so dedicated to the growth and improvement. And I teased you about it, and you teased me about it. But you went back to where you were supposed to go. But the EMDR, I know you had great success with until it got to be too much. Yes. But, you know, there were so many other things. I know that you did visualizations, and that's part of your listening to your heart in the I am. The EMDR does some visualization because you see what you want to get rid of. But what are some other kind of things that you would encourage other people to do so that they could get over fear or whatever it is that's holding them back right now?
I think to get over fear, firstly, a great way to overcome fear is to sit with it and allow it all into your awareness, but in a really, really relaxed state. Because if you confront it and bring it all up and let it grow as big as it can, it kind of thins out and gets less. But then you have to do a second part where you go to the awareness that you do want. So you have a visualization of the person you do want to be without all of that fear, and a real good image of what that looks like. So you will go to the fear, confront it, and then switch to the new awareness. But then you spend more time in the new awareness, and then you switch back to the fear, and you keep on switching and switching. That is a great way, because you're training your mind the positive, and eventually it will let go of the negative. I think hypnosis as well is very, very good for programming the mind and putting in new beliefs as well.
Right.
Getting out in nature, breathing, make sure you do a bit of breath work. Really, really great for calming the nervous system as well. And meditation, as I mentioned, and just taking each step and each day as it comes without judgment as well, because it's not going to happen overnight when you've got really big fears.
Who do you think judges us more, ourselves or other people?
I think ourselves, yes.
How does one get past judging oneself?
I think by accepting yourself and loving yourself, but loving all parts of yourself, the dark side and the light side, because it isn't until you integrate the two that you become whole and complete. And most people just try and have positivity, and it's not maintainable because everyone has got both the negative and the positive.
Yeah. When I talk about my baby sister, I talk about, she went through a lot, and so she would have a heavy heart, but she chose to be happy. And people were like, well, all she does is look at the bright side, look at the bright side, look at the bright side. But it's like, no, she had a heavy heart. There were things that just made her cry, but as an overall place she wanted to live in her heart, it was, I choose to be happy. I acknowledge I have a heavy heart. I acknowledge I'm sad about this. I acknowledge I'm angry about that. I acknowledge it, but I choose to be happy in spite of it.
Yes, and very, very true.
And I think we do. I think we get caught up in the, I can't be happy, or I'm not acknowledging the bad, or we start to live in the bad when they work hand in hand.
Totally. And I think the more you get into a better state and focus on the good, that negative and the dark side is going to be there a little bit, but you just acknowledge it, give it love, allow it to be there, but go back into being good. But you have to allow that in, otherwise it gets harder and stronger.
Yeah. Well, I know one of the things you would do is that you would visualize your younger self. You would visualize your inner child, and you would say, "I love my inner child," and you visualize yourself as an adult that was more on the dark side, but visualize loving yourself that was on the dark side, which gave you a stronger bond with God and with yourself on the bright side or the light side. And that was, I loved how you were able to do that. What inspired you to do that? And how can people force, and I hate to use the word force, but it is, how can they force themselves into doing that so that they can find more peace and round and wholeness?
I think it's important to make time to do these things. It doesn't take long, and you just put your hand on your heart, visualize the young person, and give them love. It's really powerful, and it calms down the mind as well, because that part of you that needs the love and attention is getting what it needs. So I would say always make the time to do that, or even just looking in the mirror and giving yourself love, saying I love you. That's really powerful as well, like mirror work.
How many times did you have to look in the mirror before you stopped pointing out, oh, this is wrong, or that's wrong, or I have a hair out of place? Or how long did that take you to be able to look in the mirror and say, you are wonderful, you are loved, you are blessed, you are.
I think it's been a long journey, but I'm there now, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. And that's something that I also like to encourage people to do, is to look in the mirror until you can. I mean, just don't look away from the mirror. Look in the mirror until you can say, I love you, and mean it. And I've had people sit there sometimes for a couple of hours because they just couldn't bring themselves to saying I love you to that person in the mirror. Yes. And that is something that people really, really need to work on. And oh, hey, Darwin's theory. Darwin says, great discussion. Love you both. Hey, anybody has questions for Mark and how he's done these things, or questions for me even? We're live, so put it in chat and we'll see it so that we can respond to you. And we love your comments. And, you know, just be sure and do that, because it helps us as well. And it gives us that little bit of love that we like to have from outside, even though we have to love ourselves, our inside. It's nice to be validated sometimes on the outside. But anyway, looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, that I agree with you. That is something that is difficult, but it's something that you did, and it helped you with your journey along the way. If you were to take us through a day in the life of Mark, just take us through a day in the life of Mark and some of the things you walk through that keep you on the light side.
So as soon as I wake up, I do a meditation and a short hypnosis, and then I give love to myself on my heart space, and I do that. Then I get up and I'm ready for the day. I've got a few positive statements that I will say, get myself freshened up. I always start the day with wants and not needs. So I normally have a nice cup of coffee, really savor that, really enjoy that. I then get on with a few hours work and focus on business, whether that's sales calls, interviews, prospecting, promoting, social media. I do a few hours on that. Then I do another short hypnosis on an afternoon. and read out a few things for mindset. I'm trying to think of my schedule now, Dr. Karen. You've put me on the spot.
I then
go to my pond. I spend an hour with the birds, feed them lovely biscuits, bits of bread, and sit in nature, stay very present. I'll come home, have something to eat. And then I go on a long evening walk for 45 minutes every night. I go on a long evening walk. And then again, before bed, I do a little bit of mindset work before bed as well, which is either hypnosis or meditation, maybe reading things out as well.
So I would dare to guess, and I may be off on the timing, so correct me if I'm wrong. We got a 24-hour day. You got your 8 hours of sleep, so we'll just, you know, depend upon if you sleep 4 or 10, you know, we'll say 8. 8 hours of sleep, that leaves us 16 hours of our day, and you probably spend about 3 of those hours in calming and meditation and relieving stress, be it for your walk or visiting with the ducks or your meditation. So, you know, people think that's a lot of time, but if you think about it, that still leaves you, you know, what, 13 hours, 12 hours, if you do 4 hours a day of time for other stuff.
I'm doing about 2.5 hours a day on mindset and personal work, but I split it up in morning, noon and night. I need that just to keep me in that positive energy and in the new state that I like being in as well.
Yeah. And I'm putting you on the spot again. You do about 2.5 hours of mind work a day now. Would you dare to say that you spent at least 2.5 hours on worry and fear beforehand so that that time was utilized anyway? In the past.
Oh, it was not nice when I was in fear. No, it took over my whole body. So I was in fear most of the time, heavily triggered. Not nice at all.
Yeah. I hear people often say, I don't have time to spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day. You know, in your case, 2.5 hours a day. I don't have time to do that. I have too many other things to do. So my opinion is we waste more time than that when we're in a state of worry and fear.
Oh, totally. And I think even 15 minutes morning, noon and night is a great way to start. You don't have to put as much effort in as I do. And obviously I've brought my time down as well. So,
yes.
But I think if you've been in big states of fear, you need that bit of work on yourself.
Yeah. I used to teach when I was doing public speaking 100% of the time. I would teach to meditate, and I would take it down to 4 minutes a day. And this is how I wanted them to meditate to start with. I would say, when you get in the parking lot at work, before you go in, close your eyes and imagine something that makes you smile or laugh for 1 minute. And it can be, you know, for me, it's the babies laughing on YouTube. That just makes me smile, but listening to babies laugh, or, you know, my kids, it's cats getting caught in paper bags and stuff. But whatever it is, it makes you smile. But just envision that for 1 minute. And I'd have my audiences practice that. And I'd only have them go 10, 20 seconds. And they were already smiling and a couple of them chuckling. And that automatically changed their mindset. And then I say, now do it at lunchtime. Go to lunch when you get back from lunch, before you go into work, do it. And then when they got home in their driveway, do it before you go into your house so you can kind of let go of your work day. And then at night before you go to bed, do it again. And, you know, it was as simple as 4 minutes a day. 2.5 hours is a whole lot better than that. But if people can't meditate subconsciously they're like, that's just too much, or consciously there's like, that's just too much. Start with the 4 minutes, and then, like you said, go to the 15 minutes and then divide it up, but divide it up into chunks instead of trying to do it all in one continuous flow.
I agree. Great advice, Dr. Karen.
Yeah, you know, I have to throw in my 2 cents worth. I do that. What advice would you give to people to help them get to that state of light and that state of oneness or source, as soul, universe, God, whatever it is that they consider being whole and one in the light and in having more happiness and joy?
I think maybe gratitude, being grateful for what you have right now, getting into the present moment, being really present, and building a connection with God through prayer as well. Really powerful.
Yeah. Well, and that is a form of meditation. Praying is a form of meditation because you're focusing on spilling your heart, saying, you know, forgive me for this, help me overcome that. Thank you for what you've given me. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And, you know, I love, one of the things that you told me was, and I don't know if you even remember this, one of the things you told me was that talking to God was like a two-way phone call. You don't just call and do all the talking and then hang up. You call, you talk, you wait and listen to what they say. You answer their questions, you wait for them to answer your questions, and then you thank them for talking to you before you hang up. And I thought that was really sound advice.
It certainly is.
So thank you for that sound advice that you shared with me. I've learned a lot from you today, Mark. You, again, you're one of my favorite people in the world, and I love, love, love you. And you've been an inspiration to me. My gosh, we've known each other for going on 5 years, I think it is. And, you know, you've helped me through some dark times, and I helped you through some dark times. And it's nice to have somebody that's there and is a friend that wants to see good for other people and to lift other people up. And you do that. You lift other people up. And so thank you for that.
You are welcome. And thank you for being part of my world too.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. Well, Mark, again, you've been wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to sign off now. I'll leave you up while we sign off because I love it. Next week, we've got Dr. Tony Alessandra, who has been one of my heroes since I was very young. Believe it or not, I was young once, Mark. I really was. But he's been one of my heroes. He's the biggest reason I do my animal profile now. He's amazing. He does DISC, and you guys can look him up later. But Dr. Tony Alessandra's on next week, and it's Wednesday at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we're live YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, I mean, just about everywhere. We love it when you go to the YouTube. Be sure when you go to YouTube, though, and I'm going to put this up, be sure that you subscribe and that you like us on YouTube. And YouTube at Dr. Karen Perkins, and be sure and go in and do that. And as we talked, you know, I did some coaching with Mark earlier. If you want to just know a little bit more about that, go to drkarenperkins.com/contact. And like always, we're getting ready for our retreat. And I wish Mark was where he could go to it, but he's busy that week. We're doing our retreat in Ecuador, October 12th through 19th. And we're going to take all the stuff I do in coaching and narrow it down to a week and bring in energy healing and plant healing and shamanic healing and things of that nature. And it is all inclusive except for airfare. That includes travel, travel, but to and from the airport to the hotel is what I meant. Transportation to and from the airport, your lodging, all of your meals and snacks, the shamanic healings that they're going to be doing, and anything of that nature. Even the ayahuasca, they're going to, if you want to participate in that, they're going to do ayahuasca one night. That's going to be administered and overseen by actual shamans from the Amazon region. So it's going to be a great time and a lot of fun. So be sure and join us at the retreat. But one last plug, I want you to go and contact Mark for all your PR needs. And again, it's www.contactmark.me. Or look him up at MSPNewsGlobal.com, MSPNewsGlobal.com. Okay, that being said, Mark.
Bye for now. Thank you, everyone.
I love you. Ciao for now.